less of those things. Should we just make them legal and we'll get less looting?
You know, actually, I'm gonna let someone else.
Thank you very much. Hi, Parker. Nice to meet
you.
Yes.
Nice to meet you, Charlie.
Big TikTok guy here.
So, like, pedophiles, people who were married to children in the past and normalized in that society, should they go to prison?
Should pedophiles?
Like, if you could go back in time, would you put those pedophiles in prison that married those children? Because it was normalized, they were deceived into thinking it's okay. Would you put them in prison?
You got to slow down.
Sorry.
Pedophiles should get the death penalty.
No, so you'd go back in the past, you'd give them the death penalty, even though they were deceived into thinking it was okay? But you said people who get abortions who are women shouldn't go to prison.
But it's not currently illegal.
Okay, regardless.
But pedophilia
at that time, it wasn't.
No, I would not go back and retroactively enforce laws where things were currently not illegal.
You wouldn't put pedophiles in prison in the past.
Hold on a second. When was it legal in America?
Well, child marriage was legal in America throughout the early 1900s and especially throughout most of society for thousands of years, especially in the Old Testament and in the Bible, right?
Hold on a second. So where is the Levitical law that allows you to marry a child?
Oh, yeah.
Can you name the verse?
So, I can't name the verse, but the particular conditions that are listed in the Bible are that you have to meet physical maturity and emotional maturity, which is extremely vague and throughout society has been seen to be met at puberty.
There is not a verse, but let's kind of go back.
Okay, so when is the age of consent, under your view?
Let's go back to, generally agreed upon, it's 18 years old. But let me ask you
because you don't go based on the Bible.
I say 18 years old, but let me ask you a question.
Where is that in the Bible?
When does life begin?
Conception.
Like conception, great. So good. So should we protect all life at conception?
I care about sentient life, not
sentient,
cellular
so
life.
When do brainwaves start?
Do you think brain dead people should be able to pull the plug on, like a family should be able to pull the plug on an individual
hold on,
and family
you gotta
that's
answer,
brain dead?
You got to answer the question. When do brainwaves start?
You can see brainwaves around 6 to 8 weeks, which in brain dead individual,
yeah,
there are brainwaves as well. So the brainwaves necessary to produce a subjective experience are met until around 18 through 26 weeks in the womb.
Can you see it from my perspective that at 6 to 8 weeks, those brain waves will actually increase, not decrease, if allowed the process of development to continue.
Did you know those same EEG scans exist in brain dead people that you don't think are sentient?
No, but the difference with the brain dead people is that the likelihood of those brain waves actually increasing is very low. At 6 to 8 weeks, when by 15 weeks, they can hear
the mom's
voice.
It's irrevertible sensation. That's what brain death is. I apparently didn't know that.
But no,
it's not coma.
But you're doing a red herring. Go back to
six. No, it's not. What's a red herring?
A red herring is where you avoid the topic and you say something that is adjacent or symmetrical to what I'm saying, but not actually what I'm saying.
You mean a reductio ad absurdum? That's not a red herring.
A 6 to 8 week baby, if they're allowed to continue to develop, what ends up happening?
At a certain point, it will become a sentient being in the future.
The same way that
if I keep engaging in sex with my girlfriend, there'll be a baby in the future, I don't care about the
unless
sperm.
You're infertile, which we don't know. Let's see the process of development, right?
Do you want to answer my question yet?
Why do you have the ability or the
should,
right?
Should those child P3Os go to prison?
Should
the pedophiles go to prison?
From 1904? How many pedophiles are alive from 1904?
They're not alive, right? I meant like if you can go back in the past, hypothetically speaking, and you could put them in prison, would you put them in prison?
I would have killed them myself if I was alive back.
Okay, so then you don't apply it based upon what people are deceived to believe. You apply it based upon what you consider to be moral.
It's a separate
issue. So the women
who
had abortions, you think they should go to prison. So why should women who get abortions go to prison, but someone like my mom who told me that Santa Claus exists shouldn't go to prison because they're both sense?
Debate if you keep on talking over me.
Well,
right?
I was finishing my statement, you were talking over me, but go for it.
Let me ask you a very simple question. Do you think it would be a good thing if we had less abortions in America?
It depends on the context. Like, are the abortions prior to sentience?
Yes,
because
all abortions.
It would not be necessarily
better against
unless it is the
abortion.
Case of the people didn't want the abortions and it would be negatively impactful to their health medically speaking.
Are you against late-term abortion?
After sentience, yes.
Okay, so you believe in an 8-week abortion ban?
Yeah. No, I don't. Sorry, I believe in an abortion ban after 18 through 26 weeks.
Okay, that's a more reasonable position. I have to give you credit for that.
It's similar to Trump's, 15 weeks?
Yeah, so why do you think that most people don't share your view on that?
People just don't really know what sentience is. There's not a lot of conversation about abortion. And these conversations are very difficult. Like, they're conceptually hard to go through. And I understand why a lot of people don't understand their positions on it.
So
but I think people
you
have...
You are where most
you're cutting
Americans
me off.
Are.
I thought we weren't cutting people off.
I was actually complimenting you. How are you? Nice to see you.
So I just have one question.